Good morning and welcome to another Monday Coffee. One of the things that is giving me some hope and inspiration this week is an illustration I'd like to give you about what it means to live into the reality of God. Last week we talked about the kingdom of God and how that's present here and now. And so what does it mean to live like that as a Christian in the world? There's all kinds of things we can follow. We could follow the summary of the law, which is to love God and to love our neighbor. We could follow the fruits of the Spirit and having that. We could follow 1 Corinthians 13 about love and what it means to that love is patient and love is kind. But we have to practice at that. We have to be able to practice at it to get better at it, to be able to have it be a part of our being, because for us as humans, we initially think of ourselves first. And so it feels weird to think of others and think of the kingdom of God before ourselves. And so I was thinking about this and how it could be equated to when we broke the sound barrier. And so if you know this story about breaking the sound barrier, you have to go about 730 something miles an hour. And what happened was, as they were getting close to breaking it, what would happen is the whole plane would shake, and it felt like the whole plane was going to fall apart, and so they would pull back. And so they kept pulling back, and what they realized soon enough that they actually had to push forward, because if they pushed hard enough, it would feel like everything was falling apart, but then it would be smooth once you hit through that barrier. And I think for us as Christians, anything we do in terms of trying to live the life of Christ and deal with our own stuff inside of us, when we start dealing with all that stuff and trying to live the life of Christ, it's going to feel very shaky for a while until we finally break through and it becomes part of our habit. It becomes part of our routine in our lives, and it just becomes a part of us that we now, it feels smooth because we have that identity in Christ. And so we don't have to look for praise and adoration anywhere else, because we know that we are loved by God and we can sit in that. And so then our whole life starts to move around that and change, and it starts to become a part of us. And so this week, may you find ways that you continue to push through even when it feels shaky to you, because on the other side, you get the peace of Christ through the reality of God. Have a great week.